Welcome back to A Real Insight, Keen Insights for the Semi-Observant. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 99, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So for this week's episode, as you can tell, I'm reviewing the latest incarnation of the TMNT franchise, my sub-franchise, I guess, but in the latest incarnation of the movies, it's a reboot of sorts of the original cartoon, I guess, but I figured I'd do a review. I had a chance to watch it. I'll get to my main thoughts and impressions of the movie on the whole. I'm doing it a little bit differently in this case, as there's not too many insights, but as I get to that point, it reminded me about another movie that came out recently, so I'll provide my insight that way. So you'll see it as a comparison of sorts rather than a traditional real insight episode. So to start it off in the usual way, the movie released in the United States on August 8th, 2014, with the taglines, The Leader, The Brains, The Attitude, and Mikey. The second one was Mysterious, Dangerous, Reptilious, You've Never Seen Heroes Like This. The third one was Meet the New Face of Justice, and finally, Brothers Become Legends. A brief synopsis of the movie is a group of mutated warriors face off against an evil kingpin who wants to take over New York. So, when I read this synopsis, actually, when I was preparing my notes for this episode, it actually reminded me more of a Daredevil reboot or offshoot more than anything else. But, in general, I guess it works itself out as a... It's like I want to say like 80% accurate, just because the whole kingpin part doesn't really fit in with how, and this is not, I guess this isn't really a spoiler, but basically the kingpin part didn't really fit in with the whole Shredder storyline, because it was more of a summary than anything else. When they presented it, they didn't really present his rise or anything like that, so that kind of bothered me as far as how they brought up that part about, and one other part as well, but I'll get to that later. But it's one of those things where the summary is more promising than the actual film itself. So as always, I'll have the IMDb and Wikipedia links in the show notes. It received a Rotten Tomato score from the critics of 19% as of when I was preparing my notes. It was around 60 to 61% as far as viewer ratings. So a lot of people enjoyed it. I will say that it was an enjoyable film, but it could have been done a lot better as well. So to start off with the insight, my first insight is bright vapor, refreshing to the core. So for most of the movie, there was not much really going on. It was more of the storyline of April and sort of Shredder, I guess, and just the other characters more than the Turtles and Splinter himself or themselves. But his whole weapon that the Shredder was trying to unleash onto the world, the logo on the computer screen looked more like a Sprite bottle, I guess probably more of a missile as well, but I figured a more of a missile look would have looked a lot better, but it looked more like a Sprite bottle. I was thinking that was a kind of a weird promotion to have going on, but it would have been a well-placed promotion if it was actually in the frame of a Sprite bottle. But next up, the thing that bothered me, especially in this, the end fight scenes, or one of the many things that bothered me, was it seems like command line Unix is the best way to go about all of your evil doing deeds, because this actually reminded me kind of like, or as a throwback to Jurassic Park, that it was a Unix system. And as I'll explain more in the next insight, that this whole system that the Shredder had set up was a lot like the setup that was done in The Amazing Spider-Man with the Lizard, trying to spread his virus mutagen into New York. And I was kind of the two comparisons are actually quite similar. I didn't have a chance to rewatch The Amazing Spider-Man, but it's gonna be one of those things I go back and watch just so I can check out that whole scene between Spider-Man and the Lizard and see how it compared to the Turtles and Shredder. But my third insight is actually kind of obvious after that whole explanation, in that I don't think Shredder tested the structural integrity of the structure after Spider-Man defeated the Lizard. And to me, it was kind of one of those things where The scenes were very, very similar in that Spider-Man's defeating the Lizard. He has to disable the bomb, which I think it was Gwen Stacy doing, if I remember. I don't remember exactly offhand. But whoever disabled the bomb spreading vapor, or the vapor spreading bomb thing, and then the tower falls over, that's essentially exactly what happened here in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So to me, by the time I saw that, I was kind of, I don't know, I was thrown off a little bit, because it was actually being done decently well by this point, but it seemed too familiar as comparison to The Amazing Spider-Man. So I got to thinking that how much of a comparison could be made in this case, and I figured that's as a direct comparison for The Amazing Ninja Turtles was, or would be, that Splinter is Uncle Ben. We did have the Splinter... Splinter's main scene comparable to Uncle Ben. The Turtles are the Amazing Spider-Man. They're amazing in their own ways as far as what they're doing in their own, with their own traits and strengths and weaknesses. April O'Neil is Gwen Stacy, and Shredder is the Lizard. So basically you could supplant either movie for one another. I don't remember what grade I gave The Amazing Spider-Man, but I figure they're both about a C. They were good movies in general, but the thing that or I'll get to the positive and the negatives, which is the full summary, I figure. But I'll summarize the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as this, or with great mutation comes great knife fights. So basically the whole issue I had with this movie was that Shredder's fight scenes were very, very linear. That all he did was throw around his knives and do minimal moves. He basically just used his suit as an overpowering means of showing the strength, and that's really about it. So I give the movie a real score of a C. It wasn't anything great. It wasn't anything terribly bad. It wasn't anything new that I wanted to give the... So I give it a C just because... sorry for the interruption, but I give it a C just because there's... It wasn't anything good, it wasn't anything bad, but it took me kind of away from the movie when the whole... When basically a half an hour was of the movie was, could have been added, and it was reduced to just an introductory 5 minutes to talk about the rise of the Foot Clan and the general... Like, kind of just flashback to how the Turtles were born and mutated, and that's kind of the thing that bothered me about the... Amazing Spider-Man was that it, I mean, the Amazing Spider-Man did a little bit better of a job, but I would have liked to see more of the of their birds and the backstory to the drama behind it, because I just didn't see that happening. So it took me away, but on the, like, the rest of the movie was actually done pretty well. I actually enjoyed it. It was fun. It was entertaining. It was brought into the modern day kind of. I think the original, or the last Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, it was, I think, in the 80s or 90s, and it was really fun and entertaining, and this kind of brought that same fun and excitement as far as between the brothers, the drama with Shredder, and all of that good stuff. So I kind of think of it as this generation's Hercules or Robin Hood. It's fun, and they did a mostly good job, but it didn't seem like they went far enough. So, as I alluded to before, I find my biggest problem or negative is that if you're going to copy The Amazing Spider-Man, why not show the laboratory experiments as well? So we get the flashback to Gwen Stacy and the drama between the April O'Neil flashback and her father's issues with his partner. But to me, it seemed like one of those things that could have been a... actual introductory scene, where they could have started the movie off at with that scene, with maybe even the destruction of the lab and all of that, and then say flash forward 15 years or 17 years, and then with the actual, and prelude the actual issues in the movie with that information, and then go forward and say, all right, well, now it's the drama and the issues with the Foot Clan having taken over the city and everyone's living in fear, that whole nine yards. And to me, that would have made the movie a lot better. Would have at least even improved it to a B grade. I'm not going to say too much about the animations and that on all of that. I mean, to me, to my amateur eye, I actually enjoyed it. I was reading some of the issues that people were having with it, and I mean, they're probably valid, but to me, it was done decently well, so I'm not going to say too much bad about it. It's just me, and I enjoyed it, so I'm not going to hate on that. And my other issue was that if they're creating a regenerative sludge, shouldn't Splinter have self-healed? So I'm not going to spoil too much of what happened in the case of Splinter. But to me is that if they're able to self-heal, I figure that since Splinter and the Turtles have the same blood flowing through them, then they should be able to heal just the same. Even though the Turtles had their shells, it seemed there were parts in the movie where they were getting shot head on, where their shells aren't protecting them, and they're able to deflect it. So while Splinter may not have that deflective ability, I figure he should be protected in some way, and that kind of bugged me a little bit, and that took away from it. So I figure if they had properly introduced a movie with the whatever happened, for example, 15 years prior, and included the laboratory scene, the destruction, April saving the turtles and all of that, and then jump forward, I could have given the movie at least a grade of a B. That would have solved most of my problems, and I would have enjoyed it even more. And it would have been more of a proper comparison to The Amazing Spider-Man, even where the movies have their shortcomings, it would have been improved and stabled that much more. So I figure I think there's going to be a second Turtles movie is already in the works. They've set a date for, I think, in a couple of years, or a year, at least a year, maybe 2 years. But we'll see if they're able to go at least on par with Amazing Spider-Man 2, where I did enjoy the sequel a little bit more than the original. So to me, that's basically how I saw it. It wasn't a bad movie. It wasn't a great movie, but it is enjoyable. I will recommend going out to see it. It's worth checking out. I mean, I am a big fan of the movies, and I hate giving it a bad score, but there is a point of where they could have improved it a little bit more. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, want to share your own insights about this movie or any other movie I've reviewed, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. And if you're going to watch or check out some of the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoons or the original two movies, be sure to check out or get some tweaked audio headphones where you can get the best possible quality sound, because they are noise reducing, so you hear more of what you're listening to, less of the outside world. They're very, very durable, so you can use them at work, at the gym, at home, wherever you're at. Not so much in the car, because they are noise reducing. You don't want to hear the traffic around you in any... don't want to be too zoned out where you don't hear what's going on around you. But they also have 7 gray styles and 7 gray colors, so if you want green to show your support for the Turtles, white to match your iPad, wood to match your Moto X, then you can get a pair of headphones that suits your needs. And if you use the promo code GEEK, that's GEEK, not only will you show your support for Tweaked Audio and the Geek.io network of shows, you'll also save 1/3 on your order, so you can save some money and maybe buy yourselves 2 headsets if you want, so you can have one at home and one for work, or 2 sets if you want, and you'll get a great price as well. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/tweaked and use the promo code GEEK at checkout to save some money and get yourself a new pair of headphones today. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.